Political consultant Greg Naylor entered guilty pleas to making false statements to federal agents and attempting to conceal two campaign finance-related fraud schemes. The plea memo says an unnamed elected official, who's clearly Congressman Fattah, worked with others to orchestrate the theft of federal funds to repay a campaign debt. Fattah has not been charged with a crime, but his Republican opponent, Armand James, says since the revelation, his campaign suddenly drawing interest.
Now I think more people are contacting us and they want to, you know, help. And I'm having a couple fundraising events in the next few weeks. I just had one last week. So we're excited about the opportunity to, push our ideas out there because we need to be financed to help people to help us get our message out.
Armand teaches at an alternative public high school in Philadelphia. He has only about $500 in his campaign war chest. In contrast, Fattah spent about $400,000 between January and the end of June from his campaign account. James says he's an outsider, and that should help in this race.
We know we have solutions to the problems in this district, and I think people are coming around to alternative leader in this district.
An attorney representing Congressman Fattah said he wouldn't comment about Naylor's guilty plea or any other allegations against the congressman. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.